A passenger jet from Yemen with 153 people on board crashed in the Indian Ocean earlier today as it tried to land during a heavy wind in the island nation of Comoros. Search teams rescued a child from the sea, but no other survivors have been found. Charles Collins reports.
The Yemenia Airbus A310 was carrying 142 passengers and a crew of 11 Yemenis from the Yemeni capital of Sana'a. It went down shortly before landing in Moroni on the main island of the chain. Most of the passengers were from Comoros, returning from Paris. Despite earlier reports that no one survived, a 5-year-old child was pulled from the water by rescue workers. The vice president of Comoros, Edie Nadhoim, told CNN the country was continuing to look for survivors.
All the boats around in the Comoros ports around the Indian Ocean channels have been called, and they are around the impact zone.
An Airbus statement said the plane that crashed went into service 19 years ago. And a French government official said records showed a number of faults had been discovered during a 2007 inspection of the aircraft. 66 people on board the plane were citizens of France, which is still reeling from another jetliner disaster almost exactly 1 month ago. On May 31st, an Airbus A330 operated by Air France ran into thunderstorms after leaving Brazil and crashed into the Atlantic Ocean. All 228 people on board that plane were killed. I'm Charles Collins.